This is Free Talk Live, Tuesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find there is totally free. Coming up tonight, we got lots to talk about, Manwich. As always, you've got news about Bush, who apparently has been changing his tune on the Hispanic National Anthem.
Tune? Anthem?
Yeah.
That's great.
So we will get to that. Plus, David Blaine is at it again, the magician, the guy that does all the crazy...
You love him, don't you?
He does the street magic. I don't love David Blaine.
We always talk about him. Whenever he's doing something, the next silly thing he's doing, you love to talk about David
Blaine. Well, it's not like it's always. I think he only does something once a year or something like that. So he's done all kinds of death-defying, life-stretching sort of activities, and now he's involved in a new one. And
hopefully he'll survive this one, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll tell you about that coming up. Plus, corrupt cop stories, the snitch patrol, as well as the chalkers story from last night that we did not get to. So all that and more. Plus, your emails, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. So I want to start, since last night we said we were going to talk about it. We didn't get to it. It's a story from Wellesley College. It's being reported at Boston.com. Wellesley College senior Hadley Smith began the night of April 12th with her hands full of rainbow-colored chalk, and she ended it in the town police station. As part of the Wellesley College Peace Coalition, Smith, who's 22, and other students spent the early evening scrawling onto the town center's sidewalks and peace signs and quotations from Gandhi. Someone followed them back to their dormitory, copied down their license plate number, and contacted Wellesley Police.
Because they used chalk?
That's right. They were chalking the sidewalks in the town square.
Oh, my.
That led to an evening in jail for Smith and her fellow students, an experience that has led to misgivings on the campus of 2,300 students about the way the police handled the incident. She's a senior history major, says she was back in her dormitory room when she got a call on her cell phone about the chalk from a detective on the town police force.
It's amazing that they even knew her cell number.
Yeah, I find that pretty interesting.
Probably got it from the college.
That's what I'm thinking. She says, he said I better get back there, and the faster that I did that, the better off we would be. So Smith, who's from Rochester, New Hampshire, and some of her friends, returned to the town center where they were met by Detective Peter McLaughlin. According to Smith, McLaughlin gave the women a choice between arrest and cleaning up the chalk. Smith says when they asked for clarification of their offense, he said, it was not up for discussion. We told him, we're going to clean it, but we're just trying to understand why we would be arrested. And he said, nope, you've lost your chance.
Wow.
At that point, he arrested them. The cop in question here did not return phone calls from the press, but the public information officer for the police department said the women were informed by police why their actions were illegal. They were charged with, quote, defacement and tagging public property. So,
I don't know if I can really consider chalk to be tagging.
That, of course, was going to be my question. Do you feel like these girls who chalked sidewalks? When I was growing up, this was something that kids did.
Sure.
Out in front of my house. Now, as I understand it, when you have, at least in most areas of the country, when there's a sidewalk in front of your house, that belongs to the county. The sidewalk belongs to the county, as well as that strip of grass between the sidewalk and the road. Is that called the easement? Is that part of the
part
easement?
Part of the easement.
Part of the easement. So that's not your property. So theoretically, wouldn't that mean that little kids that had their chalk drawing out in front of their house could also be charged with public defacement and
sure.
tagging?
Yeah.
So how ludicrous. How extreme.
See, chalk doesn't even stick to what you're chalking. You know, I mean, it's temporary.
Yeah. As soon as it rains, it's gone.
It's gone.
I mean, at most, I mean, if it rains for more than an hour, you're done. I could imagine if it just had a little bit of rain, there'd probably still be some there.
Blurry.
Wouldn't have a chance to wash away. But do you think that these girls should be charged with tagging?
I don't think she should be charged with anything.
I agree. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. According to the public information officer, I'm not sure which of the young women disagreed and began to debate the issue, but at that point, the officer determined that he would place them in custody. The next morning, after several hours in a holding cell before being released on all of $40 bail, the three women were arraigned in district court in exchange for 3 months probation.
Probation?
12 hours of community service and a $63 fine. Afterwards, apparently their records will be expunged. Seems a little extreme.
It does seem extreme.
Parker.
I mean, at least their records are going to be expunged, but it's nuts.
She is the president of the Campus Peace Coalition, said word of the students' encounter with the police traveled fast. Soon after, college officials held an open meeting for students and faculty to discuss the incident. Apparently, they got a fairly large crowd for it, and then she's a little disturbed by it, considering that she's 3 months away from graduating, and she obviously doesn't want this to be on her permanent record. So if she goes through the probation and doesn't get busted for anything else in the meantime, and then she'll be all right. They will expunge it from her record.
But, and she does 12 hours community service and give, what, $45, did you say?
Yeah, $60 tribute. $60 tribute to the court.
Yeah. Offer some money.
Offer chalking peace messages on the sidewalks. You know, if they were chalking anti-Iraq messages, do you think that the cop would have had the same response?
I suspect he would have.
You know, what I want to know is who the jerk was that followed these girls home and followed them back to the campus to get their tag and report it to the police. Who was the anonymous snitch that was involved here? Because if it wasn't for the snitch, the cops never would have known who had chalked the town sidewalks, and I doubt they would have cared.
Really? Yeah, I suspect.
Yeah. And the only reason that cop cared was because it was probably midnight, he had nothing better to do, and he thought he would mess with some kids. And then when they sassed him back by asking what the charge would have been, is that an unreasonable thing to ask a cop who's telling you he's going to arrest you?
No, it's not.
So they sassed him back, and he pulled out the cuffs, and then he arrested these girls.
Well, if one of them sassed, then, you know, the other two, it's really unfair to the other two.
I can't imagine there'd be anybody listening that would think this is totally a good idea, but if you are out there and you think that tagging graffiti, essentially, is the appropriate charge here, 1-800-259-9231. We go to the phones to Todd at Switzerland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great, Todd. What's on your mind?
Well, I might have to change the subject a little bit.
That's all right, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I want to know whether you guys took a look at the comedy routine of Stephen Colbert before the White House Correspondents' Dinner on the web.
I didn't see it. No, I read an article on it.
It's been making news, hasn't it? I haven't seen it myself.
I should say it's making news probably for the wrong reason. You know, they're saying that he kind of fizzled. He wasn't on note for the occasion, but I think he was right on note for the times we're in.
Really?
Because what he basically did is he ignored the politeness that you're supposed to have when you're in the presence of the president. He stood there on the podium not 10 feet from the president, and he carried out a scathing routine.
Really?
Backing the president on all of the major policy decisions and, you know, also just the way that the spin machine that's behind the president tries to turn, you know, what he does into something the American people are supposed to support. And he did it in a cold, calculated way, even though, you know, most of the audience, which is just, you know, hundreds of journalists, he was also attacking at the same time for their docile way of treating the president.
Indeed.
He was basically not getting laughs, you know, not in the way that you would normally.
Sure.
You're giving a good routine.
Well, everybody was being extra serious. You don't want to laugh at those jokes in front of the president. They're afraid they'd get their press club pass revoked.
Right. It just being sheep. I mean, he basically put on wolf's clothing to talk to the sheep. Because, you know, I mean, he's on the left. We all know where he stands in these
sure.
things. But by wearing the cloak of a neoconservative, a Bush supporter, a rabid Bush supporter, he can control the arguments that they use and use them, you know, in a way that people can just see right through them. It's very effective.
Is this something that has been posted on the web? Is this something we could dig up or you could post on
PBS? Yeah, you can just go to Colbert at Wikipedia. That'll get you there.
Cool.
It's in a variety of places.
Todd, thanks for alerting us to that. We'll definitely be on the lookout for it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. David Blaine at it again. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up absolutely anything. Anna Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, literally months of the show. In fact, I think I'll be putting a whole new month online for the month of April a little bit later on tonight. If you're on the updates list, you'll know when that goes on. You can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. The archives are totally free. There's no logging in, no membership fee. You just go and get them. Front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We were sampling some of that Stephen Colbert, I guess, speech that he gave.
At the press club.
And it sounds like it's pretty good. I'm concerned. I kind of wanted to put it on the air from what I had heard because, it sounded pretty funny. But I'm concerned he might curse or something like that. So we might have to check it out and then maybe we'll hold it and put it on in hour two or something like that, or hour three tonight.
Well, it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah, we might divide it up.
Okay.
Or play half of it or play the best parts. We'll see. But you know what? I think it's great that somebody, and it's interesting that the organization with enough courage to actually get up on stage, literally in front of the president, from what we were told,
mm-hmm.
and to say things that he said, to be critical of the press and to be critical, essentially, of the president, I think that's fantastic. I think that
Comedy Central.
Right. The Daily Show. Comedy Central is the only organization with the courage to do something like that. Is that a comment on how far we've fallen in this country? I mean, essentially, he started out the speech by just vilifying the press.
And he sounded very funny to me.
Yeah, just essentially saying you guys are re-releasing the press releases from the government, which is what we've been saying here on Free Talk Live, which is just not as funny.
They keep stealing our material.
That's fine. If they can make it work better than we can, I don't mind.
That's fine.
So 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into some emails. We'll talk about David Blaine here in a little bit. Of course, you can chime in and bring up absolutely anything. First thing we're going to talk about is, that's not supposed to be happening. Jeff emails in here, the subject line, thanks for giving me a home. I know it's not guaranteed to read my email online, but I felt emailing was my best bet. I'm always about 6 to 8 shows behind on the podcast, so I figure I'll probably never get an opportunity to call during a live show. Well, you can always call during the live show. You don't have to be listening, though it does help. I found your podcast about 3 months ago. I've voted in every election that I've been eligible, and I've always voted for the Democrat. To be honest, this wasn't some great political stance that I was taking. My grandfather and grandmother, who were two of the greatest people to walk the earth, always voted Democratic. I couldn't stand Rush, Savage, or any of the other talk show hosts, and did a search on iTunes for liberal or free talk shows. Now, we don't actually use the term liberal for our keywords, so he must have gotten us by the term free talk. Obviously. That's how I found your podcasts, and I'm so glad I did. In addition, I could handle the Democratic platform a little better than I could the Republican platform, specifically on the issue of pro-choice of abortion. I didn't really agree with them on gun control issues, but figured it wouldn't hurt me much since I only own a shotgun. In other words, most issues don't really affect me. So,
yeah.
A vote for the Democrats, so I voted for the Democrats since my grandparents did. On occasion, I would sit and think about things. I remember when I was little, I used to think to myself, if this is a free country, I should be able to do a certain thing, and the police shouldn't be able to do anything to me if I agree that I won't worry about that stuff happening to me. I don't remember specific incidents, but I did think about it. This was preteen years. Even then, I was free thinking. I never gave much thought about the drug war, again, because it didn't really affect me. I never tried marijuana, even. Not that I had anything against it, I just didn't have the urge. My parents had always talked to me about drinking and drugs. My dad flat out told me, you want to try pot? Tell me. I'll get it for you, and you can do it right here. Him saying that to me sort of lifted the taboo of it all.
Mm-hmm.
I never had the urge. Besides, I was always more interested in girls. It seemed at the parties that I went to, when people would go smoke pot, they always isolated themselves outside or something, and I didn't want to go with them because I'd much rather hang with the main party to increase my chances with the ladies.
Yep. It's an excellent rule when trying to get a girl in particular. If you hang around her long enough, sooner or later, she has to take her clothes off.
I never heard that one before.
It works for me.
Sounds silly, but it is true. I drank as much or maybe more than the typical teenager, but again, my father taught me responsibility about drinking, so it never got me in trouble. I'm now in the U.S. Coast Guard. Although the Coast Guard does do drug interdiction on the seas, from day one when I came in, everyone in the Coast Guard has always considered search and rescue priority one over everything else. As a matter of fact, that's why I joined. I wanted to be associated with a military service that focused on saving lives rather than taking them. I think that's an interesting point. As you know, most military members are conservatives, although I've been spreading the word of libertarianism throughout my building. I remember a conversation with a guy I had about 5 years ago. He said to me, so you say people should just be able to do whatever they want? My answer was, sure, so long as they don't hurt anyone else or infringe on their rights. And that's a great answer, by the way. I don't remember the specific issue, probably on gay rights or something. So I guess you could say I've always been a libertarian, but I just didn't know how to get to my home.
We've heard so many people say, I didn't even know what the term libertarian was.
Yep.
Yep.
And there have been many, many people like this gentleman who have always felt this way, but they'd never been able to quantify it. They didn't know there was a group out there. In fact, some people thought they were all alone. Some people think that they're the only people that feel like, gosh, why can't we just live our lives how we want so long as we don't hurt other people?
That's why Free Talk Live is such an important radio show, because we bring that message to people that they've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
That, wow, they think like we do. And there's a large number of people out there that score libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz.
That's right. So he goes on. So I guess you could say, I've always been a libertarian, but just didn't know how to get to my home. Free Talk Live has provided me the map. I now realize that my free thinking doesn't make me a weirdo. Your show helps me find the words to express my feelings. If people really sit and think about things, the libertarians are the only ones who make any sense. I mean, after all, he's right there, because the other guys, all of their solutions, all of them, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats or the Green Party, virtually every solution they propose involves a government program. A government program that's going to do X, Y, and Z. And even if it actually does X, and usually it doesn't even come close to doing what its intention is, but even if it does one of those things, it's still being funded by force. It's still a government program. And that's the problem. That's, in my opinion, you people are the weirdos, the ones that are proposing these government programs. You people are the freaks, the ones that want to force your way on other people. That's sick.
Well, it might be sick, but it's a pretty natural human compulsion to control your environment and therefore other people.
Okay. Well, he says, the problem is the schools and everyone else is always teaching children how harmful drugs are, and bad people do drugs, and they get you hooked, and then you're ruined for life, blah, blah, blah. They're also taught, always be nice to the police officer. He's your friend. My advice, and this is from a guy in the Coast Guard, never trust them. I have given my two teenagers who drive specific instructions, never consent to a search. If the officer keeps harassing them, then ask him flat out, am I under arrest or am I free to go? And they're always to call me as soon as possible. That's great advice. He's got some more. 800-259-9231. If you've got thoughts, if you want to bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Now, validated means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. There's a variety of creative ways that our ladies have chosen to prove that, and you can become one of them, ladies, if you visit the Shrine, see if it's something you want to be a part of. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating because they like Free Talk Live, and they want to show it off, and we want to show them off. The Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of an email from a Coast Guard member. Which, by the way, in case you didn't know, as he pointed out, is a branch of the military. That's something that, like, you know, I just wasn't really aware of as a young person. You always hear about the Navy, and you always hear about the Army and the Marines, but nobody ever talks about the Coast Guard.
Not as much fun if you're not heading off to foreign countries and killing them.
I suppose. Well, anyway, apparently the reason why he joined the Coast Guard was because he wanted to help people. He wanted to rescue people. And he says that that's their first priority. In fact, he's going to talk a little bit more about the Coast Guard. One thing on the Coast Guard I want to mention, he says, I agree with you on all your points about government being too involved in our lives, etc. I would say that I usually lean more with Manwich than I do with Ian, but I think that we all have the same goal. Now the Coast Guard is in the Department of Homeland Security. I can say with pretty good certainty that a majority of the Coast Guard did not like this move.
I bet they didn't.
As I mentioned, our pride comes from saving lives on search and rescue missions. With that being said, the Coast Guard does have different missions since 9/11, and they do them to the best of their ability, but we still focus a lot of energy on search and rescue. Now, personally, I'm a paper pusher in the Coast Guard, and I'm not an operational unit. I would agree with you that the Coast Guard on an administrative level is just as inept as any other government agency. Sure, people get hired that want to make a difference. Active duty members transfer in, and if they want to change things. They want to streamline it to make the bureaucracy more efficient. But it always goes back to the red tape and the outdated regulations that have been mandated by Congress. Eventually, the new blood just gives it up, settles in, and becomes a typical bureaucrat. This is the conversion process.
Yeah, it has to be.
You come in with all sorts of dreams. You see the system. You see what's broken. I mean, it's obvious when you're on the inside of a government bureaucracy. I mean, it's obvious to us outside, but it's even more obvious when you're on the inside as to exactly what's wrong. You could probably figure out ways to make things work better, but if the rules are preventing you from implementing any of it, you just get fed up and you decide, you know what? I'm going to get my paycheck whether or not I make a difference here or not. Whether or not these changes go through or not, it's not going to affect how I'm compensated. So forget about it. Go grab a donut. Sit down and push some pencils around.
Yeah, why deal with all the stress of trying to change these things? Because it's not going to work anyway.
Right, well, because the entrenched...
And it's not. The machine will continue to run the way the machine runs, and you will either be destroyed in its cause, or you will languish about enjoying donuts.
Right. Well, and why would the entrenched bureaucrats, the ones that are in the administrative levels, the ones that have been there for decades and years, why would they want to change? I mean, can you imagine? You come to some of the upper-level bureaucrats and say, guys, I have a great plan. This is going to streamline our operations. We're going to save money. You could go down just a laundry list of things that you could change that you could see that would easily make things better. And they would, of course, shut you down because you're a threat.
Yeah. It's a problem. Change is a problem.
Yes, you will not be promoted if you do that sort of thing.
No.
From what we've been told by people that have been in these bureaucracies is that the corruption, I don't think there's probably that much corruption with the Coast Guard, but you know, with the cops and that sort of thing, the corruption and the laziness increases as you go up in rank. I'm sure there are exceptions to that rule, but that's what we've been told.
Well, if you can imagine being an admiral, you're still not going to get things done. You can get more things done, but you're not going to change the way a bureaucracy works. It's just too big,
yep.
Too monstrous, too slow, too inefficient, too ineffective.
And if the, as he points out, if Congress is making the rules, does it matter if you're an admiral? I mean, what can you really do? If you're following the rules of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., that aren't even in your administrative area, that aren't even in your bureaucracy, how can you get anything done? What do you have to do, lobby Congress for the changes?
You know, Congress could make the change. Congress could make a law right now that said, bureaucracies will no longer be bureaucratic. And there is no, there's no profit motive
right.
to streamline them.
Well, the only
so
way
it's the same way that FPL, the Florida Power and Light, the power company, or the cable company, or the water company in your area that has a monopoly privilege on providing a particular service,
right?
They're bureaucratic too.
Yes, but it's worse for the government.
It is worse. But in these same ways, since there is no profit motive, they are bureaucratic because they don't have to provide anybody customer service.
Well, we could make it so that they were less bureaucratic by cutting all their funding and essentially saying, okay, guys, you've got 6 months, and this could work with the Coast Guard, it could work with your public school, your government schools, whatever. You simply tell them, look, all right, you've got your 6 more months of your government paychecks, we'll continue funding you for another half a year, and after that, you're going to have to figure out how to get yourself some funding, if you want to keep your jobs, that is. And then let them figure it out.
I don't think that they can, though.
The pressure of the market will either make it so they figure it out or dissolve, one or the other. If they want to keep doing what they're doing, if they want to keep saving lives, they'll have to come up with some sort of campaign to get people to contribute on a voluntary basis.
Some will, some won't.
Exactly. Let the cream rise to the top, as they say. Well, our emailer continues with a few more points. He says, I would like to point out, though, that operationally, I think the Coast Guard is second to none, especially in the aviation area. I don't think a private company could do what these guys do. You know, I don't think a private company has been given the chance, to be fair. He goes on, he says, they risk their lives for very little pay to save people. During Katrina, the aviation portion of the Coast Guard was the only government agency that never drew criticism, at least that I had heard of. And as soon as it was safe to fly, the helicopters took off and began saving lives. No red tape, no hem-hawing around. They went out and got the job done. Small boats, as well, went out looking for missing boats, although not publicized as much as the aviation department.
I'm sure. So
I would say that the operational portion of the Coast Guard is one government agency that I believe to be very efficient. These guys suffer from the bureaucratic crap that they're put through, and they still go and save lives. Trust me, they're as frustrated with the red tape as we all are. They're not frustrated enough to do anything about it, though. You know, it may bug them that they have to fill out a bunch of paperwork when they rescue somebody, but they never once consider. I mean, it's just not a paradigm that these people have. That most people, we don't have this paradigm of, boy, we could make this organization a lot better if we weren't a bureaucracy.
Well, I think that there's some things to look at on this, is that, yes, they get the job done, but they do it by spending a whole bunch of money by
right.
doing it. In the same way that fire departments, you don't see fires in any towns anymore.
Sure.
I mean, fires don't sweep through blocks any longer. Well, we have fire departments, but we pay so much money to keep fires out, whereas 92% of the fire stations in America, at least when I checked 5-6 years ago, were volunteer stations, and another 4% were volunteer and paid combined. So yes, it can be. Yes, you're getting the job done, but you're spending way too much to do it.
He claims that they're efficient. Now, again, he doesn't really have anything to compare it to, because how many other private search and rescue seaborne operations are there? They're not.
Right.
They're just not out there. I wish they had the opportunity to get out there. I wish we had. Can you imagine having competition in the area of sea rescue?
Well, they do have sea tow and things like that. Yeah, they do have rescue. It's not as complete as the Coast Guard.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 100,000 posts. You get them totally free. All kinds of topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find them all there. The bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, we're doing a few emails here. We still have David Blaine. He's holding his breath. Apparently, for a record time. We'll give you more detail. Yeah, we'll give you more detail on it. No, not yet, but he will be. We'll tell you more about what he's up to. Also tell you about the snitch patrol and a few corrupt cop stories and more all tonight here. But let's go back to the email box. What did you get in here?
I just got one from Willie in Sweden. A bunch of Swedish libertarians were yesterday hassled by both the police and socialists for protesting against the socialism in the country, with a protest sign depicting a line from the socialists' own hymn, the Internationale. The line has, however, been conveniently omitted from the hymn in the recent years, since it does not really sit well with socialism in practice.
Hmm.
The line is, both government and laws oppress us. Under taxation, we collapse. That's roughly translated from Swedish.
That's a nice line.
Yeah. Let's say that the irony of using the socialists' own hymns to protest them was lost against the socialists marching and the police present, leading to several threats from the socialists and eventually the police taking the libertarians away forcibly and destroying their sign.
So wait, this was at a socialist protest. The libertarians were there counter-protesting? Is that correct?
I think the socialists sort of jumped in the libertarian protest.
Okay.
He didn't really set it up very well. He didn't tell me exactly what was going on. Doesn't matter.
Understood.
The cops drug off the libertarians.
Right.
And their offense? Not protesting for socialism.
What?
Essentially, expressing political views which are not socialist. Sweden is supposed to have freedom of speech and the right to protest in public.
Oh.
These days, however, it only seems to apply to socialists,
yeah,
communists, and radical feminists.
Yeah, I guess that right's been rescinded.
Yeah.
For some of them.
Well, it's not if you don't agree with what they want you to agree with.
Right. Mm. Yikes. Not too cool. Well, there's other news in the protest world. Apparently at CU, I believe that's Colorado University, yes, Boulder students have a tradition of congregating on Farron Field and doing the one thing, that demands police intervention. That's right.
Smoking pot.
Smoking pot in public. Well, this year, the police have gotten themselves a wild little idea. They decided to take photos of everybody, according to hammeroftruth.com, put them up on a website, and ask their fellow students to snitch them out.
Wow.
Rewarding the snitches with $50 per head.
Wow.
So you can go to hammeroftruth.com, and you can see there's a link there that'll take you to the Colorado website, where there's literally, looks like three, let's see, there's five on the top, probably at least 100, if not 150 different photos of young people. I would say none of them over 25. All of them smoking weed, close up, close shots. It's easy to, if you know these people, it would be easy to identify them. So they had an undercover police operative on the inside of this protest just waltzing around with the camera, just taking pictures of people smoking weed. Actually, this kind of brings up an interesting point. Just because you see a photo of somebody with a glass bowl holding a lighter to it, mm-hmm, and inhaling, does that mean that they're smoking weed?
It's an excellent question.
For all the photographer knows, that's a tobacco pipe.
That's what it's sold for.
Right. So they've got 150 photos on here. How can they say that any of these 150 were actually smoking weed? I mean, sure, most of them probably were. But you can't say for sure. There's no real hard evidence there. And it's also been pointed out that nobody knows what the cops are going to do with this information. If you look at this page, you can scroll down the page, and they've got a little white text box that says identified. So on any of the people that they've picked out, they've identified them. But nobody knows what's going to happen as a result of this. No one's talking about filing charges yet. They're just rewarding people for snitching out these pot smokers. I just find this amazing. Now, okay, they are probably going to charge them with trespassing. That's one thing that they can get for sure. Apparently, they'd put up gates or something like that and put up signs warning the students to not actually be on that field on that day, or else they may be facing trespass charges. So the school knows that this is an event that actually goes on. They planned for it in advance, and the cops were ready. They went around, took pictures of people. It's pretty sick. Don't they have criminals to go after? I mean, don't they have bank robbers to go and get?
Well,
aren't there rapists in Colorado that they could be investigating?
I don't know. I mean, you'd probably be after them if it was trespassing on anybody else's property.
I'd be after who? The cops?
No, the students.
Okay, yeah, but it was school property. It was the school grounds.
They've signed pieces of paper saying that they'd follow the school's rules.
Yes, I understand that. So now we may be looking at multiple trespass charges for these poor kids that weren't doing anything more.
And the school should punish their own students that trespass on their own field. The school should be meeting out
some sort of an administrative punishment, like you can't eat lunch anymore.
Well, I don't know what the punishment would be. The schools mete out punishments all the time.
Right.
They're adept at this. Whereas the cops should not be giving trespassing charges to students that trespass at a school on a school ground that they go to.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if any of the kids, I mean, there's like 150, 200 people out there at least. I wonder if any of them just noticed someone going around snapping photos of everyone.
Yeah.
I wonder if that person would have stood out at all. 800-259-9231, you bring up absolutely anything. Since we're on the topic of the cops and drugs, let's talk corrupt cops. Coming up, you bring up whatever's on your mind, though. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project.
You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, well, you can shop with us. We've got a partnership with the world's largest internet retailer, Amazon. They've got it all. Sporting goods, DVDs, furniture, children's clothing. I mean, you name it. If it's in a department store, it's at Amazon and more.
Yeah.
You can enter through our website. That would be the best way to do it. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And that will result in you being able to purchase all the usual things you can purchase at Amazon, except when you make your sale, when you finally go to checkout, we'll get a percentage of your purchase.
Right.
You won't see it. It won't say anything about Free Talk Live, but trust us, we'll get the percentage if you go through amazon.freetalklive.com. So easy way to get your shopping done and help the show at the same time. 1-800-259-9231. You know, man, just a few more thoughts on this Colorado University protest that they have. Apparently every 420, every April 20th, which is the pot smokers' holiday, as we pointed out when it actually occurred, they have a congregation where students get together on Farron Field, which is on the college campus, and they smoke marijuana in public. It's a protest, essentially.
So what do you think about that? Do you think it's a good idea to get out there on Farron Field at you know, the same place every year at the same time to protest the pot laws?
Yeah.
Or smoke pot?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
And I'm at hammeroftruth.com. I'm looking at the photo of this event, one of the photos that was taken from a distance, and you can literally see the size of this event. It looks like maybe 500 people. I mean, there's a lot of people all standing close together, and you can there's kind of a haze of smoke over top of the crowd. Even though it's outdoors, there's enough smoke there that
see it. It's funny.
Yeah, it is quite amusing. But it kind of makes me think, you know, if you're a cop and you're standing watching this event, You know, the whole idea behind the war on drugs is we're supposed to keep people safe and we're fighting the war on drugs and, you know, we need to lock these people up, these drug users. If you're a cop and you're sitting here watching these 400 or 500 kids, college students, smoking marijuana in public, what are you thinking to yourself? Are you thinking to yourself, boy, I can't wait to arrest all 400 of those kids?
No, they're not going to do that.
No.
That's too dangerous.
No, they couldn't possibly do that. But, I mean, are they thinking that, gosh, it would be nice to arrest these kids, to show them what's for, to give them a taste of, you know, the police department and maybe stop them from smoking pot in the future? Do they think, you know, when they see that many pot smokers together, do they really think that they still have a chance of winning this war on drugs? Do any of the cops that enforce the war on drugs actually think that there's even a slight chance that they could win this war on drugs?
There's no foreseeable winning this war. They can't even imagine that they're winning. It's just their job to arrest people that smoke pot. That's all.
Okay.
They're that cynical and resigned about it. They have to be.
I would think there would be a warrior or two out there, somebody that's really just gung-ho for the drug war, thinking they're making a difference.
No, you've got to be out of your mind if you think you're going to stop the drug war. I mean, stop drugs in general.
Right.
People are not going to stop wanting to do drugs.
But if that's the case, if you're really sitting there watching this happening and you're not thinking that, boy, we're going to win this war on drugs, then you're kind of being disingenuous, aren't you? I mean, if you realize it's a failure, if you realize that this is all a waste of time, a waste of police resources, but yet you keep enforcing these laws, what kind of a person are you? Seems like a lowlife to me. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Everything from David Blaine to your emails, corrupt cops, the Bolivian gas grab, and Bush changing his tune. We'll explore it all and more. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're